Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
A growing trend known as orthorexia nervosa.
What is it kind of this?
That is taking healthy eating to the extreme.
Well,
and it's bad.
That ain't happening in this room. To the extreme.
Orthorexia?
Yes. Like, what, kale every day? What? Nothing else?
All day, every day. They say there's red flags for people suffering from orthorexia. The biggest red flag is spending all your time thinking about what you eat or don't eat.
How's
it's generally defined as an unhealthy obsession with healthy food.
How is it different than anorexia nervosa?
Well, this is eating.
Well, you're actually eating.
Yeah, you are actually eating.
And only eating
this
good
is considered
stuff.
To be an extreme focus on the quality of what you're eating instead of the quantity, which is different from traditional eating disorders like anorexia. They say a person's intentions start out great, but then it turns into an obsession of just all day, every day, that is all you think about.
Can you imagine going to a restaurant with that person? Was this boiled or fried? What is this? And, you
know, where'd you get this?
What kind of dressing is that? Is this fresh or Sam? Yeah, I've been with people that are a little anal about that. And drives you crazy, but this person would just you couldn't go out to eat with them,
right? Yeah. Right, much more.
I heard a girl; she must not have been more than 8 or 9 in the grocery store the other day, asking her dad if this was gluten free.
Was it for her mom or for her?
I don't know.
Yeah, still though.
Yeah.
Did you run with her? Run at her with some peanuts?
I should have
peanuts.
I said peanuts.
Peanuts.
Let's clarify that. You're right.
No, I recognize that as an allergy, but I don't think gluten's that big a problem.
No.
It's not.
It became what people thought it was.
Yeah.
Intelligent people are more likely to swear than less intelligent people, according
to
a new study.
F&A we do, man.
Son of a bitch.
I wouldn't even swear a word. But, I've always heard that. I believe it's true.
The morons at a University of Rochester found that potty mouths tend to have a higher IQ. Smart people are more likely to eat spicy breakfast and walk around their homes naked as well.
Those effers are right.
Well, 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Said the guy eating a breakfast burrito naked on his deck.
I don't eat spicy breakfast, but I walk around naked. Well, at work, not at home. It'd be weird at home. I swear, like a sailor. Yeah, I swear it. I don't care, man.
Right. Do you have to do both at the same time?
No.
Eat your spicy breakfast, walk around naked.
No, it could drip on you.
Cussing like a sailor.
Right. No. They also
Where's my effing burrito? I'm naked in here. That means you're smart.
God damn, this is spicy.
And I'm naked. And I'm smart.
Got a little salsa in my chest hair because I'm naked.
I'm naked. My effing chest hair.
We have a video that we're putting up of a woman in China who is out shopping. She gives birth right in the middle of the street and then eventually picks up her baby and goes home.
It ruined my egg pita this morning, Craig. I walk in with my egg pita. And I'll
ruin your egg pita.
I'm about to eat it, and Craig goes, "Check this out." And usually it's something good like some porn or usually porn.
Right,
and
many times it is.
It was something horrific.
Yeah.
She's squirting a baby out right there on the street, picks up and walks away. Still ate my pita, by the way, because I was hungry. But thought of the Ate the pita, thought of the fetus.
Nurses somehow came by, cut the cord. The woman said, no, I'm not going to the hospital. Yep. Picked up the baby and went home.
I pooped out a baby. Let's go. Let's go.
That stuck to the tape.
I pooped out a few of those, that's for sure.
So we've got that video.
Spank that. Get it breathing.
We've got that video.
That stuck to the tape, too.
Going on.
Check it out on the social media.
Yeah, it's there.
Facebook, so too. Put it on Facebook
put
also.
Put your breakfast down first.
Yeah. At least I didn't have ketchup on my egg pita. That would have been worse.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I blame Craig.
I do, too.
So I'm ketchuping my egg pita last night? No.
No. That's what she did when she popped out that baby on the street. Who needs a hospital? That just comes with bills.
She didn't even need
to spread your legs and have that baby fly out right there on the street.
Well, she didn't need a midwife in that instance. It was the nurse who came
everywhere.
Along.
Well,
the nurse came
cord.
Along, cut the cord. Everybody's fine.
Right.
She's on
See
your
you
way.
Later. Honey, what happened to the store? Well, I had a baby.
Look what I found.
This wasn't on the list.
And he's very happy. No hospital bills, nothing.
Story at the Daily Mail about this woman who wants to find love. She wants to get married, I assume. You know,
sometimes your dreams are stupid, Craig.
Well, they are.
Right.
And in this case, 29-year-old Anna Heaton is her name. And if I remember correctly, she's a nice-looking woman. She's been on 77 dates over the last 2 years and kept a detailed spreadsheet about all of them.
A little picky, huh?
A little analytical?
Yeah.
She couldn't find one guy in 77. She's a piece of crap.
Well, yep.
I'd say the problem is her.
It might be.
Right. Has she analyzed herself?
No.
Oh, well.
No, it's your fault.
Perhaps she should start doing that.
Yeah. It's your fault. She's been single for a couple of years. She rates every man she dates out of 20 based on looks, personality, and spark.
Die alone.
Spark.
Die alone.
Oh, she will.
Good.
Because
she'll have the cash.
Nobody's, all of the relationship by the way, people tell us.
What's her name again?
The spark goes away.
Well, that's for sure. But also, it sounds like she's one little thing on perfect guy or guys that she likes said nope.
But yeah. Spark.
You know, 77.
I would also interpret spark as chemistry.
Yes.
And that's something that happens either almost right away or doesn't happen at all. You can't force that.
Yeah, but
it's also a fake thing.
It is fake.
True.
She could have chemistry with more than one of these 77.
Absolutely.
Easily.
She could have had fake. She could have had chemistry with half of them.
Right.
Exactly. She's been single for a couple of years. She admits that she's picky.
Oh, God.
Dang picky.
No. Oh, man, I'm so glad I'm not single.
I'm not one of the 77
right,
on this broad.
I've met people like girls like
She's desperate to find a man that'll sweep her off her feet.
Oh, she's reading the magazines too
before
much.
She gets to 100, you know, dating 100.
Oh, so
different gentlemen.
She may have had a spark or some chemistry with some guy, but he didn't meet 10 of the other criteria.
Maybe.
So perfect-looking stud who's also funny.
That's tall with a rugby player physique,
oh,
a posh boy with a pink shirt, nicely dressed, and someone that doesn't take themselves too seriously. No, a posh boy with a pink shirt, dressed.
Takes himself too seriously.
Takes themselves too seriously.
Right away.
You're an idiot.
Yep. You suck. Die alone. Die alone.
She says.
I knew it was going to be first of all. Her first thing
right.
was the perfect guy physically. Well, obviously, that was part
she
of it.
She says she thinks it's because it's too picky. She says it's always her that doesn't want a second date. And a lot of guys think there's something wrong with her.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Is there a picture of her?
I think so.
Is she like perfection?
She's fine.
What's the name, Greg?
Anna Heaton. Heaton. She's okay. I mean, you know, she's a nice-looking woman,
if I
remember correctly.
Out of 77, I don't know why he has to wear a pink shirt to the date, so that you could just buy him one. But
right.
But still, out of 77, there had to be a few of those guys that were in good shape, they were good-looking dudes. So what was wrong with them?
Exactly.
Oh, they probably weren't funny or didn't have a decent job.
She said that she knows what she's looking for, and she just hasn't found it. She often has a lot in common with people, but the spark just isn't there.
Yeah, she's cute. Obviously she's a horrible person.
Right.
I mean,
she said she'd never settle, but she did think that by 30 she'd be on the verge of being engaged. All her friends are married.
Die alone.
Have boyfriends. She's the only one that's left.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know why.
She's putting some pressure on herself because she's 29. And
yeah.
She's picky. You
know, she's got to have a goal by 30.
Yeah, she says that she'd rather be alone for the rest of her life than be with the wrong person.
Well, you're on the right track,
Ben. She is on the right track.
Enjoy that.
They pick up 6 or 7 cats and get to town.
What's a rugby-style body look like, Puss? Have you Googled that at all?
Look around the room.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Look around the room.
Look around the room and then say, nothing like that.
Yeah. Looks like a, you know, one
a flat-headed guy from playing rugby. I don't know what that
means. A rugby-style punter. That's what I'm looking for.
I know you are.
Two lawsuits on behalf of Jewish and Muslim customers allege that they were served bacon in their food at two Detroit-area restaurants. Of course, not eating pork is a matter of faith for many people.
Listen, I don't think you should, you know, slip in some bacon to somebody that believes in that stuff. But the fact is, do they think they're all going to hell now? Because, like, Catholics on Fridays during Lent, where they actually eat a piece of meat, are they going to hell?
Intentionally to someone, you're wrong.
Oh, no, I'm not saying you should do that intentionally. I'm trying to say that. I'm saying, do those people think they're shot for life now?
No.
Because they're going to hell. They
no, they are not shot for
because
life.
Because it's stupid.
Were they told they weren't getting bacon?
Yes. The restaurant's in question, and you'll be stunned to know it was Denny's and KFC.
Everything all over. Why would it?
Say the serving of pork products was not intentional. According to the suit, the manager at Denny's said the bacon in a veggie omelet was an accident because, well, the bacon is stored right next to the veggies, and you can't reach for the veggies without reaching for the bacon.
Yeah. If you're going to Denny's.
And the judge just hit the gavel and says, relax, Francis. You know?
Right. Or KFC.
Oh, sorry, you ate some bacon.
You should expect. In fact, I'm sure Denny's and KFC have been sued for not putting enough bacon in some of their dishes.
KFC said the bacon added to the chicken sandwich. That was just a miscommunication. Sorry about that.
What's the big deal?
If they gave a guy like Joe a chicken sandwich without any bacon, he'd be suing.
Right.
He'd be on the phone with a lawyer right now.
Oh, God. I was at a Subway on the road coming back from Colorado this summer.
Mm-hmm.
Lady in front of me, the person behind the counter actually had to ask this question. Do you want extra bacon on your sandwich or double bacon? Because double bacon is 12 slices. And she went, oh, yeah, double bacon.
Lay off me, I'm starving.
Like, if you got 12.
Did she look like she wanted double bacon?
She did.
All right.
But, I mean, what else is in your sandwich when you have 12 slices of bacon?
All right. Now, do you prefer fatty or Miss Boombaletti?
12 slices.
Yes.
And what is extra bacon?
I think only like 1.5. So it would have been like 8 or 9 slices of bacon.
And double bacon? 12.
12.
12 complete slices.
Well, 12, you know, microwaved, pre-cooked
slices
of bacon.
Answer the phone. Joe's calling. I see the hotline right
here.
He's about to fall over and.
Well, he's looking
vat of bacon as we speak.
He's looking for a good lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, bud.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, I just finished what I thought was eggs in a salad.
And?
Turns out it's bacon.
Okay. Sue somebody.
Good.
Sue somebody. Eggs in a salad. Don't watch that. Lady having a baby, man. Or social media.
No.
Oh, that wouldn't bother me.
Now watch it, but make sure you eat already. Yeah. Turns out it was bacon.
All right.
Clog the courts up. Relax.
Yeah.
Try it. You might like it.
So Madonna.
Moved to Portugal, I saw.
Is trying to get a package from FedEx.
Oh, I heard this story, but I didn't really look into it, but it sounded interesting.
But not a whole lot to it.
Because she's Madonna, and nobody believes she's Madonna.
Right.
I love that.
FedEx did not believe she was Madonna,
right.
So they wouldn't give her package addressed to Madonna.
Right.
Yeah. Was it addressed to Madonna?
Yes.
It just said
apparently, yes.
Madonna.
I don't know exactly what it said.
Her last name is something.
Yeah, she has a last name.
Her real name is Madonna. But
she put a picture up. On the social media of her sitting in front of a computer with her glasses, you know, looking not glamorous.
I saw the photo, too.
Yeah. She looks fine, just not glamorous.
Right.
And she captioned the photo, when you've been arguing with FedEx all week that you really are Madonna and they still won't release your package.
That's famous.
That's famous.
I can think of a handful of people, maybe 10, that are famous enough that people go, nah, that's not you. Because why would that person be doing anything for themselves?
I think if I got a hold
right,
of them,
you know? Right.
Madonna's package, I wouldn't want to release it.
No,
for a
I wouldn't
while.
Either. She's still pretty.
She still does it.
Yeah, she does. Now, you're right. Like guys like McCartney, Jagger, Madonna. I'm picking pop stars mainly.
Bono.
I'd buy Bono calling me more than Springsteen. Guys like that. Bono's in that list. You're right. Guys are so famous that. And you know, you're not. No, really, I am. No, yeah. You're not.
Especially the one-name people.
Oh, yeah. Sound like the one-name
people.
Probably
have difficulty getting packages.
But Madonna's a perfect example of that. Somebody completely famous.
Which one do you have to sign for? Is that FedEx? That makes
I
you
have
sign?
No idea. I don't know.
It kind of depends on the sender.
Right.
And what's in the package.
Yeah, they just leave it at my doorstep, usually.
But neither UPS or FedEx will deliver to a P.O. box. It's got to be an actual physical address, a house, an apartment, something.
Okay.
Well, there you go. That's some of the hell that Madonna lives through. Can't get her freaking
well, that's her cross
FedEx
to bear, man.
It is her cross to bear.
Well, that's probably a pain in the ass. At that point, she's a human being trying to get a freaking package.
Yeah, right.
I'm freaking Madonna.
I'm a human being, too, you know.
Hello. I'm just trying to get a freaking package.
Most people don't have that first world problem.
No. They don't. A girl who allegedly stabbed a boy at school.
Picky.
In Washington, D.C., will not be prosecuted.
How come?
She's the daughter of a diplomat.
Oh, immunity?
Yes.
Diplomatic immunity.
Metropolitan Police Department says the 12-year-old girl stabbed a 13-year-old boy in the shoulder with scissors at the British International School. The victim was conscious and alert when he was transported to the medical center. He's expected to be okay. The girl was detained, but police say because of her diplomatic status, they cannot arrest her at this time.
Well, good thing she wasn't a DACA. Kick her ass out.
Not for 6 months.
That's right. Well, no, if she committed a crime, she would have
been. Oh, that's right.
Yeah. The DACA recipients actually don't do anything bad. They're good people.
Well, she would no longer be DACA.
No, she would. Yeah. Exactly.
Right, and Riggs would usually shoot those people.
Yep.
Once they proclaim diplomatic immunity.
Right.
Pow! Give me the bang.
Wouldn't that suck, though, if the parents of that kid?
I thought it was Murtaugh that killed that guy.
I don't remember.
No, I'm pretty sure it was Riggs.
Was it?
Yeah, maybe you're right. But I know it got revoked.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Has been revoked.
That's what they should do.
Yes.
Of course, it's probably illegal to shoot somebody.
It might be.
Even if they're a diplomat?
Yeah.
Clear, detailed pictures of the secret U.S. military base tucked in the Nevada desert known as Area 51 have been released.
Are there a bunch of...
This should be all the talk on conspiracy theory radio.
Are there a bunch of aliens walking around the yard?
Yes.
That's what I figured.
Okay, no.
Oh, damn.
And wacky spacecraft? Are there wacky spacecraft?
Sitting out
everywhere. No, it looks like,
buildings in the desert.
Yes.
Right.
From 25 miles away.
Can't get any closer than that, can you?
Well, no.
Well, we all know the aliens and the spaceship are underground.
Do they shoot drones down?
You think just watch Independence Day.
You would think with drones nowadays, people would be flying drones over that place all the time.
Oh, you would think they would
shoot them down immediately.
And arrest you for putting a drone over there.
Yeah probably. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Restricted two airspace. UFO hunters shot the images from 25 miles away. Using a super long-distance lens.
The freaks, the weirdos, the misfits, the geeks, the dweebs, the dorks.
They're all over that, man.
For decades, the government denied Area 51 even existed. You know that place right there?
Yep.
That doesn't exist?
Right.
It wasn't listed on maps. The new images show clear pictures of hangars, storage facilities, roadways, runways, on the side of a dry lake bed. It was just in 2013 the CIA said, oh, I guess there is something there. End of story.
Okay, there are guys working there. And do they retire and then somebody shoots them? Or do they retire and don't say anything because there's nothing to talk about?
They're sworn to secrecy.
I know.
Oh, so you're discounting that as an option?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying that one one guy would say something.
Well,
they probably give him an option.
People,
you get that one chance.
There's
you can leave
any
and
number
be quiet,
of people,
or we'll kill you if
right.
you talk.
But then you
there
get,
are a number of people that people say have come out of there and told their story.
Right.
Just because people don't believe them doesn't mean that they're not telling their story.
And they don't want mass hysteria for the rest of us if we know there are aliens.
That's one of the things that they're saying.
All right. I'd like to believe there's something out there, but, you know, would scare the hell out
would
of
you. Would you like to believe that?
No, because I've seen the movie Battleship. And when we send signals out that we're here, they usually come to try to kill us.
They usually do?
Right. And that would suck.
Absolutely.
There was an alien invasion.
Well, how do you hide from, Google Maps? Is a satellite image of the Earth.
Oh, the Google, they have to block out any number of things on Google Maps.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. They do.
National security issues
National
and whatnot.
National security issues and whatnot. Yes, they do.
We also Independence Day, you know. You go in and he sees the guys in the tubes in there. That's happening. I believe that's all real.
And, then they come back 20 years later.
Mm-hmm.
Does Google get a list from every government in the world saying, you got to block this out, you got to block that out?
Probably.
And what reason do they have to comply?
I also want to know this part. There are other countries where aliens would have visited.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't have the whole... I'm not discounting this. I'm just saying that we're not the only country that could control this stuff. So if an alien would just drop down into boobla boobla territory, they would go, hey, there he is. We would know about it. We would know about it.
Yeah,
we would have seen one of them.
There's a vast expanse of nothingness in a lot of continents.
Right.
So why aren't they there?
They are.
Well, boobla
they're
boobla
not.
Doesn't have Facebook to
not,
put it up
they don't
there.
Exist. They don't exist at this point. Nothing here has landed from another planet.
Except for the ones that we've seen.
Yes. But we haven't seen one. There's always a story behind those things.
Not always.
It was a midget with a big head.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.